We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Carl Anthony Towns. Find out what is happening with Dave Lee and Mike Max right now on WCCO.
Well, what's happening is what happened last night, Max. We got this mix of old and new, and they look pretty daggone good. It was a really fun game to watch.
They did. They got a big lead the first half. They were up by 20, and then they had to hold on the second half, but they made shots when they had to. Covington played a big role right off the bat. And Towns, and you know, Wiggins had a big dunk in the second half, and it was almost one of those where you go, okay, now you know you get the freedom to create and do what you want to do. You can be aggressive and take over at times. So you hope that what comes out of this whole thing is that Towns and Wiggins are the focal point, and then other players that play a role, but they don't have this kind of foggy, you know, we're going to get the ball to Jimmy and what's he going to do? Is he going to be here tonight? All those things that go through your mind, you hope that's what evolves and comes out of this. Now, Derrick Rose didn't play last night. He was injured, and I think that's something to watch as well, as how much he plays the rest of the year, how many games he plays, because you had that piece, and you've got some options at least in the fourth quarter. So, you know, for now, good. Two wins. They got two more at home coming up here Friday and Sunday afternoon with the Vikings being flexed tonight. People can go out to that one. They have more of a chance at an audience, and maybe they can do some good things. So they're playing good teams. They're playing teams that are above 500. But they also did some things with Davis last night, big Anthony Davis, where he wasn't able to really get in a flow and take over a game like he can. And they negated him a couple times underneath in the fourth quarter and did some things there that were good signs. Towns was aggressive, all the things that you're looking for in a team.
Well, Covington's defense, I was kind of particularly interested in that. He didn't let us down, Maxie. He's a nice-looking defensive player. But, boy, when I look at that bench now that Tibbs has, he's got a lot of tools suddenly.
Yeah, if he can get that second unit, the way he wants it, meaning, kind of define the roles there and get some offense off it. Anthony Tolliver, a shooter, of course, Sarge could be an offensive player off the bench. The second unit is so important in the NBA. Because you can not only just try to, sometimes they're going to try to hold the lead, but the good ones try to expand the lead or try to take over a game and give you a spark when you're not playing well. And now they've got some bodies and some people, particularly if you started Teague and brought Rose off the bench, you'd be able to do a lot of things there flexibility-wise if you can get that unit the way you want it and who you want on it.
76ers lost last night with Jimmy Butler in the lineup.
Yeah, he had 14 points and 4 rebounds, but they lost to Orlando. They came up short there. They were ahead, too. They had taken the lead a couple different times in the fourth quarter, and they choked it away. So that was really hard to see.
Yeah, I know that. That had to break you up. Orlando scored 21 in a row in that fourth quarter, and I know that kind of teared you up when you saw that.
Yeah, they were up by the Sixers were up by 16 points in the fourth quarter and went on 21 run. You don't see that very often. So Jimmy's defense, I don't know where it was.
No, hard to believe. Hey, let me ask you about the playoffs today. We got the Gopher women won last night, too, by the way, on the road. A first road win for Lindsey Whalen, big time over Xavier.
Yeah, they got a big win. They had four players in double figures, Kenesha Bell at 18. So it looked balanced. It looked like they kind of just took over and dominated that game. I don't know a lot about Xavier, but it looked like they kind of owned that one. So that's a good road win for them.
Okay, we've got a busy day today. It'll all be capped off tonight at 7 o'clock, Eden Prairie and Blaine.
Yeah, throwback. Those two played in the state championship many years ago, a couple of times. And Blaine has been really good this year. They've met every challenge. They've been tough. They do things well. They fundamentally, you watch them play, they're really good. Eden Prairie slipped against Lakeville North, a very good team in the second week of the season. They stumbled against Eastview and then lost to Lakeville North. Everybody thought they might be vulnerable at the time. And they've come back as strong as ever. They run the ball well. They've got a good quarterback that can run, and they play defense. They got a lot of running backs that are moving in and out there. So it'll be a good test. That'll be good on turf. Blaine's got an attitude about them. They got an aura about them. They're committed to the cause, and it's been fun to watch that team move along this season. But that should be a good game. Caledonia and Painesville, but Painesville lost their quarterback, so that'd be a little bit more difficult for them. And you got so many games over the next 3 days, you can just kind of take your pick. But if you like high school football, go on out there. You'll get caught up in the fanfare.
All starts out this morning at 11:30 with Cromwell Wright High School against Spring Grove High School. So look forward to that. this morning. And then the swimming's going on, swimming and diving too, Maxie.
Yep, we started yesterday, and that'll conclude on Saturday. The first couple of days are always the prelims, but yeah, you go over there, it's a little bit hot. That pool area fogs up pretty good in there, but it's always a festive atmosphere because those swimmers always decorate themselves so well and cheer for each other.
Yeah. The parents with kids in that sport spend a lot of time in that pool area for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, for a couple of minutes.
But not that you'd know anything about that. Hey.
No, I don't. No.
Why don't you come back in an hour if you don't mind?
You got it.
Take 42, WCCO Talking Sports with Mike Max here on this state semifinal football day downtown at the Viking Stadium. Maxie, a couple of things. You and I talked about it the day they acquired Amir Abdullah, former Nebraska standout, and they picked him up from Detroit. I'm hearing he might be a return guy on Sunday.
Yeah, he could be as soon as Sunday. They you know, when Mike Hughes, they really liked him as a return guy in kickoffs in particular, and he went down, of course, with the season-ending injury, and they kind of mixed and matched there a little bit, but if Abdullah could give him that and then provide depth for him as a veteran running back who knows what to do, kind of like last year, probably what they had in mind when they had Murray, Cook, and Jerick McKinnon. You know, three guys that they thought could all help them in different ways. If Abdullah could play at that level, so that he becomes that third back, and given the fact that both Murray and Cook have fought injuries over the last couple of years, he'd be a real valuable addition. Now, why he wasn't playing as much, why he was on waivers at Detroit, I don't know for sure, because they've improved their running game there from last year to this year, but it's nothing drastic, nothing great, so I'm not sure why he was available, but I think that's the role that they foresee him with.
How about Beebe's future as a wide receiver?
Yeah, he, you know, the only thing he's fighting is, you know, there's a lot of good players right now in that core, but he certainly, when you get activated to the 53-man roster, that means you're doing something right, because A, it means you're in the spot, but B, they know that if they put you back on the practice squad, other teams now know that they think highly of you. So, and anybody can grab you if they put you back on the practice squad, if you're first and everything else. So, that was a really good sign for him, I think, that tells him, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, son, and, you know, we recognize it kind of thing. And that he and Zylstra, is playing on the special teams there. And then obviously Laquan Treadwell has been, you know, that's a tough one to kind of get your arms around. Then Kelvick Robinson has come on. He might not be the best route runner that they got, but he seems to have a knack for finding space and for being a decent third receiver and making plays in the end zone. So they've got some options right now.
Impressive performance by the Wolves last night in that win over New Orleans.
Yeah, really nice. They, you know, obviously they had to fight them off at the end. They had a big lead the first half, but to see maybe these roles getting defined, maybe Carl Anthony Towns goes, okay, now I don't have to worry, I can just go play free. Certainly Andrew Wiggins, you want to see with that opportunity, see what he can do with it. He was aggressive last night. He had a couple of baskets in the second half that I thought in the past he may have passed on, but he knew he could take over, help take over the game. And then obviously Covington, Robert Covington, can give him some defense, and Zarris can give him some offense off the bench. Now that's a long way to go in the NBA to being, you know, to where they, you know, they were 4-9 when they traded to Butler, and now they're 6-9. So it's a step in the right direction. But if they can put these parts together, you know, people want to like this team, as you know very well, Dave. You and I have talked about it. People want to go out and watch the Timberwolves and be entertained and all those things. And if they have a team that gives you great effort and does some things like that, people will respond to that.
Yeah, and seeing somebody smile on the court like Covington, that was pretty cool. I mean, he smiled at the beginning, he smiled at the end. You're thinking, that's the kind of, you know, the people want to see that kind of charisma out there, I think.
Yeah, and they want to believe that the team, you know, is actually playing as one and wants to win, and there's not 68 different things going on behind the scenes. And maybe they've cleared the air on that. And then we'll see. We'll see if Towns and Wiggins can be that, and if Derrick Rose, who sat last night, can give him, you know, if he stays healthy, can give him enough minutes that, you know, who knows, maybe they can get back into this thing.
Wild tonight, Mike.
The Wild play again tonight, and they Vancouver, and then they lost, obviously, 5-3 the other night, or 5-2 to Washington. But now they want to see, you know, obviously one of the hottest teams in the NHL, the Wilds have been until that loss. And so now they get this nice homestand, and they want to flex their muscle a little bit. They have played well. You'll give them that one clunker to to Washington. Washington's the champ coming back from a long road trip. But if they can just get they really fortify themselves. And again, this is what we're talking about with the Timberwolves. You know, it seems like they figured out some roles. Jordan Greenway played in the playoffs last year. Talking to him the other day, he says, now I kind of know what to expect. I feel comfortable out there with my teammates and whatnot. Eric Staal missed a couple of games, but they'll get him back. Zach Parise has been extremely healthy and playing better than they thought he would. Excuse me. So they got a lot of things going in their direction right now, and they just want to keep this thing going and get back to because this was the year that they said, you know, if not this year, then we start breaking this team up. This is the last year we kind of go for it with these veterans. So this is they know that this is an opportunity for them, and I think they've so far they've outplayed what anybody thought they would.
Yeah, I'll get to see Burnsville's Brock Besser tonight too. That'll be fun.
Yeah, he's had nice careers in North. He went to the University of North Dakota, of course, and then played very well in the for Vancouver here, and you know, for his first game in the NHL was against the Wild. That's the Wild and scored a goal, so he's had lots of cool things. And family's fought a couple things. His dad's health, and so he's a great story.
Well, I'm glad you're healthy. I heard you coughing there for a minute, and I was worried that you'd call.
I just get choked up when I talk about these things, like the Wild, you know, the road trip and all that stuff. It just kind of gets me, you know.
So it isn't general soreness. You're going to be okay.
No.
Because I was going to recommend precautionary rest if it was.
Now you got me coughing.
I'm sorry.
I'll try to make it in tonight, okay?
Yeah, you let us know tonight if you feel like playing or not, okay?
Okay, I will. All right. I'll try to get through this, okay?
All right, we'll see you at 6:30. Maybe we won't, but anyway, he's scheduled as of now. That's Mike Max. You can catch him on Channel 4 TV, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.